World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
This is it's kind of a different morning for me this morning because I was, I get up 5:30 and do show pray, do some show prep, try to, this isn't about entertainment. Okay. So, but I try to bring stuff to the table that is, I think it's pertinent that we need to understand. And I was just really just kind of hitting the face this morning with the realization that for the most part, the church doesn't really care about our kids. Not real. Our behavior doesn't. I'm struck by this. Our grandkids are into sports. Many of you out there have grandkids that are into sports or children that are into sports. And I grew up in sports, man. I played baseball weekends. You know, Saturday, Sunday doubleheaders. My whole life growing up. And the reality of it is, sports has become a distraction to the point where they don't even think. I'll get back to that. They don't even think twice about scheduling things on Sunday, pulling people out of church. You want to see a big crowd? Go to one of my go to one of my grandsons or granddaughters' baseball, softball tournament on the weekend. There's more people there than there are at any church in the community. Really, there is. And I think I told the story back when I got the football job at Heath High School back in 1981. The superintendent of schools called me in and said, "Lord, let the words of our lips and the meditation of our heart be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name." He then called me and I had a meeting with him. He says, "Listen, I'm going to support you, yada, yada, yada." He said, "One thing, no practices after 6 o'clock Wednesday night. That is dark night here in this town. People go to church on Wednesday evening, no practices after 6 o'clock." Now, this is 1981. Compare that to where we are with our superintendents of schools today. Well, would they even think about saying that? Or probably they would call me in and say, "Well, it happened to me, right? You can't be our coach because you are too Christian. You're too religious. We feel really fine here with a form of godliness, but don't bring any of that gospel in here." Oh, my. Superintendent of schools I'm talking about. School boards I'm talking about now. Because why? Jesus warned us. I don't have it on the scripture that I could pull it up right now, but somebody could. Spencer will Google it for me. Jesus said that it would be better for you to put a millstone around your neck and throw yourself into the deepest part of the ocean than to mislead one of these little ones who believe in me. Jesus said that. Jesus said it'd be better for suicide. Suicide. Thank you, Spencer. I'll send you $5. Huh? "But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones which believe in me, it were better for him," who? The person who offends the little one. "It'd be better for him that a millstone were hanged around his neck, and that he were drowned in the depth of the sea." Wow. "Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be, boys and girls, Ray, offenses are coming, baby. Offenses are coming. And for whatever reason, in the last however many years since Rod Swank called me in my in that meeting in 1981 and said, don't you dare have football practice when we're supposed to be having church services. Don't you dare do that. Where we are today. Pretty amazing, is it not? Pretty amazing. Would I be wrong to say that this has all happened with the approval or certainly the silence of the American Christian Church? I've really been prompted this morning. I'm going to try to get out of the way here. I got some stuff I want to show you, but I want to get out of the way here because we got some real champions in here. You know the Epstein files? Everybody screaming, hollering about the Epstein files. You know it's deeper than that, don't you, friends? You know that's a distraction. Let me jump off here real quick before I get Ray in here. I want you to pull up number two for me, Spencer. Jimmy Dore. I don't know if you guys ever heard of Jimmy Dore. Go to the four minute mark of Jimmy Dore. This lady. Maybe I should know her name. Kathy O'Brien was child trafficked by the CIA to powerful politicians. Hey, Vinny, would you say boom out there, Vinny? Would you say boom?
Boom.
She survived it. She names names. I'm not going to play the whole thing, but I'm going to put it in the chat, and I would suggest that you go back. Oh, yes, she names names. Gerald Ford, yes, she names names. I just want you to play, hear a little bit of this. I want you to ask yourself this question. Why do we, Christians, churches, why do we not care about children? Why don't we care? We know what's going on. We know the grooming that's going on. I'm going to get Ray in here in a second. I'm going to get David Arthur in here in a second, I hope. The grooming that's going on, and we look the other way. Why? That's not my kid. Not my kid. Oh, by the way, coach, there's a separation between the church and the state. We're not allowed to be doing that, huh? Whatever happened to Hillary Clinton and all those kids down in Haiti? Do you know child trafficking is a larger business than drug trafficking? Do you know that? Just take a couple minutes. I want you to listen to this. And then I'll put it in the chat and you listen to all of it later. Go ahead. Kathy, I don't know Kathy O'Brien. I was child sex trafficked by the CIA to powerful politicians, and she names names. Now tell me this. You think they don't know the names? You think the FBI doesn't know the names? You want to wonder why the government is not, you would think that the government would be elbow deep in trying to find out who the heck is hurting these little kids. But that's not what's going on. Go ahead.
U.S. in the wake of World War II through Project Paperclip. And I encourage everybody, you know, research that for yourself, look into it, because with them came the formula for mind control. And that trauma-based mind control had been found through the Hitler-Himmler research. There's no trauma more horrific on the human mind than sexual abuse of a child prior to age 5 while the brain is still forming. That's because it shuts down the trauma, shuts down neuron pathways in the brain, represses it deep into the subconscious so the rest of the mind can develop and function normally. Well, as neuron pathways shut down, we become more suggestible and easily led. The fact that I was born into a multi-generational incest-based family made me a target for MK Ultra mind control. And it was so simple how it happened in my experience, because my father was sexually and ritually abused. My mother was sexually abused and trafficked to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. That Blue Masonic Lodge keeps all the secrets. These secret societies are keeping secrets on mind control, just like the National Security Act that came into play in 1947 has been used to suppress this pertinent information. And so the information on mind control has been kept from society for a long time. And that's where the local politicians and law enforcement hung out, at my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge. So My father's sexual abuse of me that started in infancy extended into child pornography. This was in Muskegon, Michigan, back in around 1960, because I was born in 1957 and I was used in the child pornography. I was also being trafficked to my grandfather's Blue Masonic Lodge to local politicians. And one of those local politicians realized my father had been caught sending child pornography of me through the U.S. mails and told him he could receive immunity from prosecution if he would sell me into the CIA's MKUltra mind control project. This shows how long our justice system has been corrupted by so-called national security to allow for the proliferation of pedophilia. The pedophile agenda is a mind control agenda. It's why it's been allowed to go on. This politician was Gerald Ford, and that's the same Gerald Ford that went on to become the unelected president of the United States. So as his political career escalated, so too did my victimization in MKUltra mind control until I was used on a White House Pentagon level.
Okay,
hang on. You name a lot
of... Put in the chat. I don't want to, folks, watch this, okay? Watch this. She names names. Folks, they know what's going on. They know what's going on. Now, let me pull up Charlotte Iserbeet. I talked about Charlotte the other day. Charlotte Iserbeet, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. She wrote a book, The Deliberate Dumbing Down of America. This is 3 minutes on brainwashing. Now, look, I'm not trying to make anybody feel bad, okay? It's not my goal. If you love your grandchildren, and if there's any possible way, you have got to get them out of the government education system. You have got to get them out. I don't know. Mortgage your home. Get them out of the government education system, folks. Go ahead and play this.
Okay. You're saying they're brainwashing. Okay, you're saying yep. These people that are experts in brainwashing is using the Department of Education to brainwash our children.
Yes.
What are they after? Why are they doing it?
Well, if you want to move a country from a free individualistic economy.
Which we have.
Yes, or had.
Or had, okay.
To a planned economy, you have to do it through the schools. You have to dumb down and brainwash, change the attitudes and values. You have to completely, social engineering has to go on constantly. And many teachers know what I'm talking about. And people are going to say, well, when did this start? And who on earth ever did this? Whoever, why would a plan like that be allowed to be carried out?
That's right.
Well, then you have to go back to 1934, which I will do, and we have to go to the three-pronged fork, okay? So I do think that the watershed year, although you can go back to the early part of the century when the Rockefeller Foundation and the Carnegie Corporation were deeply involved in education, and that it was decided then that Carnegie would deal with the international part and Rockefeller domestic. So they commissioned the American Historical Association to put together a study of the social studies, and they came up with lots of volumes, but I have one little volume, Conclusions and Recommendations for the Social Studies. And basically that little one is an original book. I wish I'd brought it with me. Too bad. But I don't even dare let it out of the house. It's so important. It called for changing the United States through the schools from a free individualistic economy to a socialist, collectivized, planned economy in the New World Order.
It says that in the book?
Yes.
And that book was written when?
In 1934.
By who?
It was the Carnegie Corporation paid for it. The American Historical Association put it together.
And can people get that book in the library?
No, they can't. They were very instrumental in getting the Elementary and Secondary Education Act passed, which, as I said before, changed education from knowledge, content-based, academic, to performance-based behavior. And from that time on, because that was necessary for what we're looking at now with school-to-work agenda is the planned economy, is performance-based.
So they're training workers.
They're training
not
little
thinkers,
worker
not
beasts.
Leaders.
Exactly. At that time, you had a general, a Buck Chisholm, a Canadian general psychiatrist, who was a very close friend of Alger Hiss's. And he gave a speech in 1945 to the World Health Organization, which basically recommended getting rid of the conscience.
Wow.
Yes. And he said we would do it through the schools. We would retrain the teachers to be little psychiatrists. He said it is an international system they're looking at. They're going to change the behavior of the children. They're going to change the teachers' training. They're going to do everything. He told them everything.
And they didn't believe him?
No, they just let, well, you know what goes on.
Last night on Jesse Waters.
Yesterday, I was having a conversation, and our 10-year-old grandson was there. David just turned 10 yesterday. And it happened, I wasn't talking to him, but he was here overhearing a conversation. I was on the phone. And I mentioned something about transgender. And I wasn't talking to Dave. He was just kind of 10 years old. And when I hung up the phone, he said, Grampy, what's transgender? Our 10-year-old grandson had no idea of all this indoctrination that's been going on. I bet his classmates know. I'll bet they know what transgender is. But David didn't know. Why? Because we guard what he sees and what he hears. And that's why on Sunday afternoon, there are more people at the ballpark than there are in church. I'm just telling you the truth. At least more committed. They're more committed on Sunday to the ball game than they are to church. I can tell you that. Hang on, I'm going somewhere. I know I've been rattling on here for a minute. So Ray LeBlanc's fighting against the pull-up raise. By the way, Craig Mickle, I'm going to get Craig in here, Saving God's Children. David Arthur's been telling us this is going on. When are we going to believe it and do something about it? At what point are we going? We can't even get prayer in the schools. Powerless, neutered American church can't even get the mention of Jesus Christ in the schools. So Ray LeBlanc, God bless Ray LeBlanc. By the way, let me say this. Some of you could send us $10 a month here. Some of you could. We're trying to support. We got so many irons in the fire that we're trying to support. You want to give directly to David Arthur? Go ahead. We support David Arthur. You want to give money to Saving God's Children? Go do it. But we support them. We do a lot of things here. And some of you come in here, you're in here every day and never send a dime. And I don't get it. So Ray LeBlanc is in it. Wow, God bless Ray LeBlanc. I could tell you, I could do a show just on Ray LeBlanc and how I met Ray LeBlanc and what's happened in his life as a result of the planned, God planned bringing us together is unbelievable. So Ray is fighting in the city of somewhere
Marshfield,
Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Ray went to the city council meeting the other night, and Ray, I want you to come in and tell us what you got going on here. Ray mm-hmm. wants to file a lawsuit against the city for permitting this to go on. That picture there. Hey folks, what would you do if you took your kid to the park and then you said, oh, I forgot something in the car, and you ran back to the car and you picked up whatever it was and you came around the corner and you saw this going on with your grandchild? What would you do? And they're doing it right out in the open, publicly, in front of us, giving us the bird. And Ray said, had enough of that. Ray, I got this whole thing up on the screen. Come in here and tell us what is it? Hey, folks. Well, Ray's mm-hmm. going to show you. It's against the law.
Right.
Good job, Ray.
Against
good job.
The law.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, we've been battling this here in Marshfield for 4 years now, and every year we're out there protesting. A couple years ago,
Ray, change your language. You're proclaiming.
Proclaiming, that's a good word for it. You got it. And sharing the gospel and just coming against this kind of activity that they're doing right out there in what we call our family park. And 2 years ago, I put out a call to all the churches to join me in fighting this. And our churches are full of the ELCA type of churches, if you know what that is.
Evangelical
Lutheran Church. Well, they came out instead to support this kind of activity, the churches.
Just like Chip and Joanna Gaines, all of a sudden we're finding out they're pro-homo too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So it's very difficult to find a true Church of Jesus Christ out there. And I tried it again this year. I sent it out to 7 well-known churches in Marshfield that I thought had a biblical basis, and not one of them responded back to me. I invited them to come out and join me at the city council meeting Tuesday. I went to all their churches Sunday morning at 7 o'clock, and I taped this, what you see on their door, along with an invitation in red to the 7 churches of Marshfield to come out and be a part and be a salt and light in our community. No response. No response.
God bless
whatsoever.
You. God bless you, Ray. God bless folks. Because it's on the screen, let me read what Ray went to the city council, and he said this at the city council meeting. They didn't even respond, did they, Ray? I watched the video. They didn't even respond. I'm here today to address growing concerns of the moral decay that has been allowed and gone unchallenged for far too long in Marshfield. And I'm speaking specifically of the invasion of our Winslow family park every year by the Rainbow Pride LBG Plus crowd that will continue to promote their lifestyle to our children. This group is becoming more aggressive in their grooming techniques of our innocent little children. Introduction of drag queens. Each one of you has been handed a picture taken recently at the Winslow Family Park showing a drag queen grooming a little child by demonstrating the subtle art of tipping. But we all know that in the adult world that this is an action, what this implies. You tip for sexual favors. You tip so the drag queen will perform a sexually enticing act. Let's not sugarcoat this as innocent family-friendly entertainment. Do I need to define LGBTQ for you? Well, okay. L, lesbianism, B, gay, sexually. He lays it all out for them there, folks. Sexual, bisexual refers to a person who's sexually or romantically attracted to people of more than one gender. This can include attraction. He's reading this to the city council, folks. Scroll down, Spencer.
Let me interject real quick.
Please do,
Coach.
Right, please.
Some of this got tweaked a little bit. This was my first draft.
David Arthur helped me
reformalize it. So due to the presence of time, I only got 5 minutes, and this was too much to handle in 5 minutes.
Some of
that was cut. That part was cut. Okay. And then I really concentrated on the statue that they're in violation of, which is coming up.
So it's against the law, and Ray goes to the city council and says, here's the law. This is what grooming our children is all about. Every June, this community acknowledges and condones this behavior to take place in front of innocent little children in the middle of our city. Wisconsin state law prohibits this form of sexual grooming to children under 18 years. Yet, you as a body have the power and authority to put an end to it and choose not to. Hey, Ray, you know why they won't do it? Because there ain't no opposition to it, is it? There's no opposition to it. The church, because the church loves the homosexual. We love them. We love the sexual deviants. Till it's your grandchild they hook.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the statute, Ray. This is right. This is the law.
Right.
Ray, is this in the state or just in Marshfield?
This is the state of Wisconsin.
State of Wisconsin, mm-hmm. folks. Mm-hmm. Statute 948-055, causing a child to view or listen to sexual activity. This is the law. Whoever intentionally causes a child who has not yet attained 18 years of age, or an individual who the actor believes or has reason to believe is not 18 years of age, to listen to sexually explicit conduct may be penalized as provided in sub 2 if the viewing or listening is for the purpose of sexually arousing or gratifying the actor or humiliating or degrading the child or the individual. That's what they hide behind, Ray. That's what they hide behind right there. Mm-hmm. So what? Whoever violates this, it's a Class A felony. If the child's not attained at 13 years of age, the actor believes or has reason to believe that the child has not attained 13 years of age.
Right.
Or the child has attained 13 years of age, but not 18. The actor believes or reason believes the child has attained 18, but 13, but not 18. So Ray sends this to the police and says, this is going on right in a friggin' park.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to the city council and reads it. This is going on right in our city park.
Mm-hmm.
What was their response, Ray?
Well, they do not comment. You know, that's part of it. They let you have your 5 minutes, but they don't comment until afterwards. They get amongst themselves. And like you were saying earlier about David using their sword against them, this law was what we're trying to do right now is use this against them because they have not enforced it and they condone it to happen year after year. And it goes unchallenged. So this law needs to be challenged. And that's where I'm at right now is I don't think anybody's ever challenged them with proof that they are breaking that law. And we have the documentation. We got the videos. You saw one of them with that drag queen tipping. And they're supposed to have another affair on August 17th at the Winslow Park again. But I've also, before I sue, I have to bring a letter of intent to sue, which I wrote up. And I'm trying to get a lawyer's that information over to one of the lawyers that we know and have that letterhead on it. It gives more weight if they see a lawyer on it. They know that you're serious and you're not just a Joe Blow from the streets.
All right, so, Spencer, pull up real quick, Spencer. Pull up, it says Matt Walsh. Pull up Matt Walsh. Because Matt Walsh, you guys know who he is. I assume you do. Anyway, he did an expose on this a couple years ago. I think it was a couple years ago now. Here's what I want you to do, Spencer. Fast forward this until you see Matt Walsh is speaking out exactly what Ray's talking about. Till you see a picture. There. Okay, look. Every time you see a picture, play it.
Plays, which included images of Disney characters having sex, pins that read, send nudes, sex toys, as well as t-shirts and signs that are too graphic
to
read to you on the air.
Go to the next picture so we know what's going on. Look at that. Go to the next one. Folks, this is grooming. It's against the law. It's against the law. Go back one. Show us your pride. This is in the school. I'm gay. Huh? Under 10 years old, they're doing this to our kids, and we don't care. Go ahead. Oh, there's a good one. Play that one. How many of you would let your child be around this? What the hell's wrong with us?
Hey, baby.
Probably enough.
David Arthur, I'm sure you got something to throw in here. There's more of it. There's more of it. Matt Walsh, show a little bit more. It's going on right in our streets. Nobody cares. Nobody cares.
And they want to.
Go ahead and play it.
To be leaders and to step up and get involved.
And also, you know, it is going well beyond just the June month, right? We're going. Really celebrating Pride all year.
Yes.
So showing that we can celebrate Pride any time of the year. As you see right now, as the parade continues, we have the West Hollywood.
We're in doggy masks. They're wearing doggy masks.
Here. They're
right in front of children.
West Los Angeles and West Hollywood representing.
Boy, if you were carrying a Christian flag, they'd throw you in jail.
They showed up. I'm just saying.
They showed up.
They showed up.
For sure.
Now, if you are.
Okay. Come on in, Dave. I'm sure you got something to add here as well.
Oh my gosh.
Look, hang on, David. Hey, folks, are we going to do anything about it or not? Craig starts a whole website, Saving God's Children, and it goes on. It freaking goes on. Nobody cares. Nobody believes it. And we can't figure out why our kids are so sexually charged and so confused. Go ahead, Dave.
And it's everything. And it stems way back into the 30s and 40s from Kinsey, of course. And there's so much footage of so many things that are absolutely illegal. And and absolutely grooming. But what a lot of people don't grasp is, and I put a new blog post up. I took one of my old blog posts and kind of edited it because I was looking at what's going on with the Epstein files, and everyone's like, well, show them, don't show them, use them, whatever. And I'm like, people, do they really understand how we got to where we're at?
David, the government are covering for each other.
Exactly.
They're doing it and covering for each other.
These same politicians, maybe not the exact same ones, but they're the same positions, the same everything. They were clientele when I was a trans prostitute. They were the clients. These were the judges and the lawyers and the politicians that were dating and clientele of transgender prostitutes and purchasing me when I was a 14-year-old little boy in a wig.
50 years ago, David. 50 yes. years ago.
Yes. And this is how this perversion just gets darker and darker and deeper and deeper, and it just gets darker. And that's why we're where we're at now. This is how they have all of these extra special rights and protections, legal protections for doing illegal activities. I'm gonna just post the link for my blog post in the chat.
Okay, so folks, they own the politicians. That's what Epstein thing is really, it's what it's really all about. They have these guys in compromising positions. All of them. All of them. How long has Judah been talking to us about his allegation, not mine, legal purposes, of Amway, Gerald Ford? He names Gerald, that video we were watching, she named Gerald Ford. She named him. She named the Bushes. She named them. And these are the people that she named a former president's wife who was almost president. She names them. Is it any wonder then? Love Trump, hate Trump? You have any idea what he's up against? Do we have any idea what we're up against here? Come on in, Craig. Talk about saving God's children and why this is so hard, so important on your heart. And God bless Ray LeBlanc, because I'm telling you this. The church in Wisconsin and Marshfield will soon hate you, Ray. They probably already do, but they will surely hate you, brother. They will hate you more than they will the groomers. You know that, don't you, Ray?
Good to know that Satan knows your name, right?
Amen. Amen. Oh, my goodness. Why don't we care? It'd be better for us to put a millstone around our neck. Am I responsible for what my children, my neighbors, kids learn in school? Am I responsible? Yeah, I think I am. I think I am. I remember when they wouldn't let me be a coach because I was Christian. And now you can be a coach if you are tranny, if you are gay. That is a positive mark for you now. That's how far we're falling. Mary Beth, come on in, then Craig. Go ahead.
Just show, I think I'm, hang on here.
What's that?
See, I had two speakers going. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So this is a hard show for me to watch. It. This is one fight I can't fight this. It just makes me so sick. It makes me so sick. I can pray. I can encourage my family and stuff because, like, this is really hard stuff. And so I just have to pray over this group, you know, because the enemy wants to attack this group. And so we pray the name of Jesus over this show and over the people in this show and the people that are, you know, doing these things because it's so hard. It's really hard. This is evil, wicked, horrible stuff that people do to our kids, you know. So I just pray over this show and the people in this show that are doing things to stand up and be watchmen on the wall. In Jesus' name, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you're present here.
Amen. 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 Hey, friends, look, I love all of you. I was a public school teacher. My wife was. Our kids went to public schools. Our grandkids, not so. I'm going to tell you this. If one of your loved ones falls into this cult, you're responsible. Sorry. You're responsible. Your job is to guard those little ones. And they're teaching everything anti-Christ in the government schools. And on Sunday morning, nobody's in church. They're all at the ball game. Michelle, hang on. Hang on, Rochelle. You can get in there. I'm still trying to get Craig in. Go ahead, Rochelle.
You want me to come in or Rochelle?
Rochelle, real quick. She's been waiting for a while.
Okay. Amen. Amen to Mary Jane. I just wanted to, Mary Beth, I just wanted to say that I feel her heart because even if you weren't one of Epstein's victims, all of the victims that are in the world today, this is bringing back any type of victimhood, any type of memory, any type of scar, any type of baggage you have. This Epstein stuff is bringing it up. And a lot of us who are in a place that are comfortable enough to say that we've suffered this, we've been through it. And it was, for me, it was only my family who was like hush hush and ignored it. Yep. But for these people, it's the entire country turning their back on these atrocities that happened to them.
Yep.
And it's amazing. I don't understand. I don't understand why we're still going to work and acting like things are normal. I don't know.
My kids are fine. My kids are fine. Right. Hey, by the way, Davey's a good little ball player. We're going to take him to the ball game on Sunday, not to church, right? Folks, the world's full of that. The world is full of it. Full of it. Craig, come on in.
Well, Spencer, pull up, savinggodschildren.com so people can see the main page. Because this really goes right to exactly what Mary Beth just said. That's what you see. You are the watchman on the wall. Ray LeBronc is the watchman on the wall in Wisconsin. And he's saying, what? I have a problem here, folks. You're supposed to turn behind to the people inside the wall. There's a problem. I'm telling you, there's a problem. Now, the people on behind the wall are the ones that have to rise up. It's the watchman can't necessarily defend it. His job is to do this. And Ray's being obedient, and he's even going further past that.
So Ray goes to the team and gets more guys to come and help him on the front lines, and they won't even come. They won't even acknowledge this is going on. Go ahead, Greg.
So what we, and God bless Ray for going to these churches. And Ray, I want to just encourage you. The first thing that the devil wants you to do is get defeated. And you say, well, I went to 7. I'm not going to go anymore. He's won. All right. The Bible says when the flood comes in, all right, of evil, God raises a standard. So he has his word says there's somebody out there that's willing to work with you. Keep persevering and finding that person. I will get you connected. So Ray, keep going. All right. Your job, you did what was right when you went to those churches. You were the watchman on the wall. What they did with it, the Lord will deal with them, right? So
boom.
The other thing that I would just say, when you get all the way, Spencer, go all the way down to the very, very bottom of Saving God's Children, because it goes to a free printable prayer, right? If you go a little bit higher up, it says downloadable print. Okay, that's the prayer protection. That is your being of one accord in the Spirit. Sheila Zelensky did that. You can print that out. You can hand that to these churches. You should be praying that at least once a week. I have little bookmark prayer cards that you can put in your Bible. They look like a little bookmarker. You can buy them, right? Put that in your Bible. So when you see that, it reminds you, this is what's going to break the air campaign over your geographic location. You're going to have to be the ground game. Ray is the ground game. And anybody that wants to be on the ground game, I have a platform not I. God has a platform for you to stand on, and it's called Saving God's Children.
I think I'm going to try to get everybody in here. Hang on. I've got to show you something. Spencer, I just sent you the Ohio. Folks, you could do this right now on your own computer. Google whatever state you're in. I put in Ohio grooming law. Look at this. Ohio revised code. April 9th, 2025. Just passed. April? What? Pattern of conduct. No person who is 18 years of age or older shall engage in a pattern of conduct with a minor who is less than 16 years of age and who is 4 or more years younger than the person when the pattern of conduct would cause a reasonable adult person to believe that the person is communicating with a minor with a purpose to do either of the following: entice, coerce, or solicit the minor getting sex, prepare the minor to engage in sexual activity. No person who's 18 years of age or older shall engage in a pattern of conduct with a minor. The person and minor are in any of the relationships described in this division. What? What? Entice, coerce, prepare the minor to engage. Whoever violates this is guilty of grooming. Folks, this is on the books in Ohio. Why aren't we doing something? Why aren't we doing something about it? Why aren't we demanding at these gay pride parades and these little ones that pop up in our counties? Why aren't we going to the police and saying, we want this prosecuted? We want them arrested. How come we're not doing that? I don't know. Who did I say was next? Jeff Klein. Come on in, Jeff.
Coach, it's time to start. I talked to Craig about a week ago, and I'm going to throw these ideas out here. And Mary Beth, I'm sure we all love you to death in here, but there are some things maybe you can't go and do what Ray did, but just share the idea with people you know. Here's a website, Saving God's Children. You probably believe that we should save God's children. It's easy to do. I got Craig's yard signs. I got a few of them. I got a couple of his t-shirts, and that one guy that came by dropped me off that 18-foot banner.
Jeff, that's good, but we got to do more than yard signs. I'm with you, Jeff.
Well, my goal is I'm 140 churches in Knox County. Everyone's going to get a letter to the pastor. I'm going to find me a couple guys to help, too. I can get two guys. Amen. I can't do all 140 churches myself.
That's right.
And then as we hit 140 churches, there might be one or two guys in this church, four guys in this church. To say, you know what, I'm sick of this stuff too.
Okay, hang on, Jeff, because I just goes as the spirit flows. I wonder what happened to all the staking that we used to do, folks. Maybe we need to begin to stake our churches.
Yep.
Huh?
Another thing I thought about doing, Coach, I talked to Craig about this. I said, you know, Craig, I was going in for about 2 years and just blasting. I mean, rebuking, blasting, reading scripture, telling them a millstone be hung around your neck, on and on and on, just ripping them good little Christian people on them school boards. So now I'm going to go and say, listen, I haven't been in there now for about a year. They haven't seen me. Now I pop in some info off Craig's website, say, listen, I'm here to help. I'm here to help you.
Well, Jeff, hey, folks, you're looking at me? We got, hold your ears. We got to sue their ass.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that's the only thing they understand. We got to sue their ass.
Well, yep.
for damages.
Put the lawsuit out here in Ohio, and then as we're reaching these people on these school boards and the churches, say, listen, we've already filed a lawsuit. Now's the time. It might encourage some of them to get a little bit of a spot.
Well, Jeff, here's the problem. See, some of the people sitting on the school board are really good people, and they think they're following the freaking law. See, that's what they convinced them, right? You're not allowed to bring prayer in. You're not allowed. Well, let's sue their ass then. Let's sue their ass. And see
get a team here in Ohio, a few of us, and we'll go get this started. I'm ready. All
right. I want to move on. Let's go quickly. Lauren.
We need to redefine what the church is, because right now sending your kids to the, and I'm not saying every church, sending your kid to the quote unquote Christian church is just as bad as sending them to the public schools, because they're owned by the government. They're just government funded church.
That's right.
They're government funded gospel. So that's what they're controlled. So it's a controlled opposition even within the church, and even your kids that aren't going to a secular school, that which is Satan's playground. And the Lord told me that when my daughter was 10 years old, and it breaks my heart.
Lauren, we get that. Okay, we get that. We're looking at
solutions. But what I'm saying is also remember the kids too who have special needs and the special needs parents, because the numbers are exponential. So just think about what's happening to those families on top of the families that are there.
I'm thinking about just if it's even happening to my neighbor's kid. I don't care how many it is. I know it's going on. I'm not going to do anything about it. I get it. Amen. Vinny, come in.
Hey, Coach, I'm going to bring back a phrase that I think people ignore. Take for granted, right? We make these rules, and we take for granted that people are going to obey these rules.
Yeah, that's right.
So let me read this comment that someone dropped on my channel about the video about the pineal gland, right? The pineal gland has been calcified, and it's been a multi-pronged attack on us for over 60 years, and someone had nailed it down. The four things that they use, it's aluminum, glyphosate, fluoride, and Wi-Fi. Those things working in concert have dulled the entire society. So this is
your pineal gland is like a computer, and they got the computer jammed so that it doesn't work.
It's the most sensitive part of the central nervous system, according to the video. So here's a comment. That is the trick, to call people names, call you racist, homophobic, anti-Semitic, in the hopes that they will you will back down and stop looking for truth. And the whole thing, it creates fear and stress, be politically and socially targeted as a bad person and labeled such when the group is the group label is not committing crimes. It's Orwellian style tyranny. So basically, Coach, we have to stop them. We have to disarm their name calling, right? They call us a name, but all of a sudden we react. It's a wrong reaction is what it is. We should not react to that. We should challenge them and say, what does that mean? What do you mean when you're calling me anti-Semitic? Like I said, Jeffrey Epstein's a rapist. For him to call me anti-Semitic in response is stupid and doesn't make any sense. Yeah. So we have to disarm their stupid name calling. Once Amen. We do that, we win.
David Arthur, come in.
Mary Beth, and there's a lot of people out there that feel like she does. And what I'm going to say is this. Take all of that emotion, take all that sorrow, all that angst, and turn it into motivation. Because every time I go to a school board meeting or anywhere, or go talk to anybody, even sit here and do anything, I bawl my eyes out before it, and I turn that into a righteous anger. And that's what pushes me through. And that's for everybody, because, you know, with all of this Epstein file nonsense, it's triggering for people who are victims of this system. And to see that the system just really, we already know the government don't care about us, but to actually see it, to be hopeful and get encouraged by everything happening, and then to see that really nothing has changed.
So, David, here's what I think, folks. Are you ready for this one? At your church, tell the pastor to get the hell out of the pulpit and go teach the children.
Boom.
Amen.
He ain't going to do that. You know why he ain't going to do that? Because all the attention's in the guy in the pulpit, right? So let him go handle children's church and teach the children, which, by the way, the parents are supposed to do that. But we know that's not going on because they're not – the average church isn't even aware of what we're talking about here today. And if they do, they think we're hateful, or pick whatever word you want to. And we are so scared about people calling us names that we won't. It's a freaking war. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never harm me. Judah.
Yeah, Coach, you're nailing it right on the head this morning. And everybody along with you, it's this wake-up call. We're shaking people awake, and as they're coming to understand, they're it's like they get hit in the nose, punched in the face. They're laying on the ground, and as their head comes through, they're ringing, the ears are ringing, the nose is throbbing, and people are making that conscious decision of, well, do I lay here and then just cry, or do I get up? And that's what's happening, is the church has now been stunned, and now people are starting to wake up and get up. And when you go to your pastor and you say, you know what, You need to do something. You need to stand up. But this is the point where now the church has to say, okay, they're no longer going to take government funds. They're no longer going to take state subsidy. They're no longer going to receive money from USAID. The Freemason church has now been disrupted. It's been put on display. And as people are starting to realize, wow, these pastors, the majority of them are controlled by the Freemason cult. And so when you get into...
You mean the Freemason cult on the elder board? Is that what you're talking about? The Freemason cult, the tithers, is that what you mean?
I'm talking about the entire establishment, the way it was set up in the United States, not across the world, but in the United States. You start looking at like Tony Perkins and the Family Research Council. These groups were funded by the CIA. Once you understand that, once you understand the grip of the Freemason cult within the DC structure, this ripples to what the churches were, was a controlled organization. They were weaponized. They were weaponized. And what's happening now is as people get away from the funding of these of the government, they now can establish a new natural church. And so that's going to be a huge shakeout that's going to be coming. And like you said, you have to go to these pastors. You have to educate them. You have to talk to them and get them out of their wallets and get them into their hearts. That's the biggest part.
Come out from among them and be ye separate and touch not the unclean thing. Folks, he's talking about some of your churches. You got to come out of them. You got to come out of them. We got to come out of them.
Yeah, and they built their walls so high. They're so high based upon the funding that people can't get over the wall and they can't get out of the wall. They're stuck within the own foundations of their beautiful marble walls. And that's the point. So,
and Chip Gaines is telling anybody who's against homosexuals that's hate, and Jesus wouldn't hate. Chip and what? Multi-millionaires off acting like they were Christians. Well, maybe they are Christians. That's what they're teaching in Christianity, right? Amen. Thanks, Judah. Craig.
Well, and here's the thing, you know, Ray, we keep working. We're independent outside the church, but at the same thing, look at the Bible. It says, hey, if you see your brother in sin, right, go to him, right? So I've been going to all these different churches, and I keep telling them, I say, you are a platform to stand on. That's all Saving God's Children is, you know? And mm-hmm. I had this epiphany the other day, so I'll share it to you because I'm – can you pull up Church Toolbox, Spencer, on Saving God's Children? Because I have a church toolbox. All right. You could go and print off a letter to the pastor. Okay. That's the resources for the churches. Go down there. All right. Resources for pastors. Gee. Pastor's information pack. Can you click that? You can read it on the site. But what I'm just trying to say is I want to put the Holy Spirit in this because Craig can't do this. The Holy Spirit. A platform. Do you know what the Bema site? I put this in the chat, Coach, at 7:44. Do you know what the Bema seat of Christ is? It's the judgment seat of Christ. We are all going to go to that. We're not going to the great white throne judgment, us.
That's right.
It's a significant event in Christian theology where believers will stand before Jesus to be judged for their works and service. The term Bema is derived from a Greek word meaning raised platform. What did I say? Mm-hmm. Saving God's Children is a platform for the church to stand on. And it says, at this event, Jesus will evaluate the actions and believers. I think that would be boots on the ground, rewarding them based on their faithful service. So, Ray, when you go back, I'm going to expand on this thought and put this in underneath the pastor's thing and sit there and say, you have been put in charge by God to be in charge of this group of people. You are on the Bema seat. You're on the platform. Can you tell me what you're doing about protecting, well, not only the children in your flock, which you probably aren't doing because they're on their computers all the time. What are you doing in the public? And let the Holy Spirit convict them. That will go much further than me coming in with two fingers pointing at them. And I'm developing that. I'm going to develop that and put that in there. And that's how you can break into somebody's heart. We need to speak into their spirit. We try to convince them in their mind, but it's their spirit we need to convict. And only the Holy Spirit can really be the one to press that forward.
Amen. Maybe we need to begin picketing. I hate that term. Witnessing at churches again, in the parking lot, holding signs, handing out literature. Those are the people we have to reach, folks.
Amen.
We did that before. Oh, they hate us. Oh, they hate us. They hate us. Go to the homo church, homo supporting church, and hand out what the Bible says about homosexuality. Oh, they hate us.
Amen, Coach.
RJ.
Yeah, I want to mention that what Kathy O'Brien, her husband, I think it was Mark Phillips, the CIA, he was a contractor that rescued her. They published two books. The first one, they took it to Congress, gave it to every congressman. I think this was in the probably early 80s. They distributed that book to Congress by hand. Then they did a second book on the first one was Transformation of America, with the word trans being T-R-A-N-C-E. Yeah. The second book was about the national security state that was used to prevent any of this coming out in court. And it's all, you know, national security, protecting, you know, key assets or whatever. And so they put these two books out. Now, the control grid of the Mossad was run, you know, was built up through Jeffrey Epstein. Tomorrow night, Thursday, Tucker Carlson is hosting a historian that will go in deep detail on the narcissist who is Jeffrey Epstein, who may be under witness protection right now. We don't know, do we? But he may still be alive.
Jeff, they're also saying that maybe that whole, yeah, it's a psyop. That the whole Epstein Island thing is a distraction psyop. There's a lot going on that we don't understand. We're not ignorant of Satan's devices, right? So we have to be careful not to take the bait. Thanks, RJ. Dave Allison.
Yeah, good morning, Coach. Great teaching. You know, the old saying, the enemy of my enemy is my friend. What we're finding out is the church is not the enemy of my enemy. And we're having a hard time. See,
that's the line. The church is not the enemy of my enemy. No, they want to love them, don't they?
Yeah, the Bible talks about people in last days being given over to a strong delusion. A delusion is believing something that is that isn't. And when we go to church, and I'll be the first to raise my hand, that was delusional. I thought the church was supposed to be helping me understand what the kingdom of God was, and they weren't. It was a strong delusion. And so, Coach, here's the problem. In Michigan, we have this huge Muslim population. And believe it or not, they're the ones that are holding the schools in check in their districts to make sure this LGBTQ thing comes in. If you go to those districts, they don't have it in the schools. Everyone else throughout the state has it, but not in those districts.
Dave, they're afraid of the Muslims. Did you guys get that? Get what I said? They're afraid of the Muslims. They ain't afraid of your pastor.
Boom.
Didn't mean to cut you off, Dave. Mary Beth, quickly, a couple minutes here. Jeff, go ahead.
Not right now, Coach.
Jeff Klein.
Coach, you got the perfect church. Well, I shouldn't say perfect. Got one right here in Mount Vernon. They just brand new church, built it right by the high school. I've already been there one morning about 8:30. And called out to the associate pastors. I asked him, I said, let me just ask you something. You built this big $1 million church here. And I pointed across the street and said, what are you doing to rescue them kids out of that hellhole over there? And the guy stood there and smiled at me. But this church, in three Sundays open, packed to full capacity of the fire code. Three Sundays. The fourth Sunday, they laid down another $150,000 to the blacktop, additional parking. Filled it up. This place is full. But you know who's there? City council. The mayor, amen. All the politicians in town go there. That would be one that I think we'll figure that one out. We'll just go to that.
Let's get a strategy. Hey, folks, do me a favor. Go to CoachDaveLive.com. Give me 10 bucks. Give us 10 bucks, will you? There's a lot going on. A lot of people got irons in the fire. We're trying to keep them going. 10 bucks ain't going to break you. Just go to Coach Dave Live. Click on donate. 10 bucks. Think about this. What if 1,000 people gave 10 bucks? Can you guys do math? You do math. What that difference that could make in some of the people that are out there fighting this fight. Should Craig have to reach in his own pocket to do this? Should Ray have to reach in his own pocket to do this? Come on. See you tomorrow.